Victory in Christ. Chapter 3. He died for me. Jesus himself told me this. He has put this assurance in my mind and heart. He loved me and gave himself for me. My iniquity was laid upon him. He bore my sin. He died in my place. He laid down his life for me, as if I were the only one to be redeemed. That he should leave his place on high, and some for sinful man to die, you count it strange? So do not I, since I have known my Savior. Nay, had there been in all this wide, wide world no other soul beside, but only mine, then he had died, that he might be its Savior. Yea, living, dying, let me bring my strength, my solace, from this spring, that he who lives to be my King, once died to be my Savior. When I think of what he left for me, of how he lived for me, of how he was treated in the judgment hall for me, of what he suffered for me when he was mocked and spit upon, and when he finally poured out his soul unto death, then when he stretches out those hands that were pierced for me, and pleadingly says, Come unto me, in sorrow but yet in joy I answer, Yes, my Savior, I come. What less can I do? The law pronounces me guilty, and I must own that the verdict is just. The penalty is death, and justice demands it. Every subject who in time of war betrays his sovereign, and this is what I have done, is a traitor and worthy of death. But he died for me, and I accept his death as my death, and I say to the law, I paid the penalty on Calvary when Jesus died in my stead, and I am acquitted. And so I find peace and rest in Jesus. I earnestly wish that every person in the world knew that Jesus died for him, and would accept him in his life and in his death. What joy there would be in heaven, and what blessing on earth. Jesus died for me, and I have accepted him. Jesus died for you. Have you accepted him? For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.